The Ontario government will spend $450,000 for building upgrades and repairs to local children and social services agencies. Funding through the Partner Facility Renewal Program is provided to agencies, such as shelters for women and children, homes that provide daily support for people with developmental disabilities, facilities for survivors of human trafficking, and facilities for children and youth with special needs. By funding these repairs and upgrades, we are helping to ensure that vulnerable Ontarians can access high-quality services and supports in safe and accessible spaces, said MPP Vic Fedeli. The following agencies are receiving funding: $204,100 for Children's Aid Society of the District of Nipissing and Parry Sound, $98,800 for One Kids Place Children's Medical Treatment Centre of Northeast Ontario, $79,100 for Community Living Mattawa, $49,900 for Nipissing First Nation, $17,500 for Crisis Center North Bay. These funds will support needed repairs at Elmwood, allowing the society and community to benefit from the innovative programming offered at Elmwood, said Nancy LaFrance-Rich, Executive Director, the Children's Aid Society. The announcement will help ensure the safe upkeep and requisite renovations to OKP's physical plant, said Brenda Lubert, Executive Director. This funding will help our agency complete much-needed renovations on one of the agency's properties, which will allow us to continue to provide a high level of service and meet all ministry compliance requirements, said David Spencer, Executive Director. This support will allow us to ensure that all exits, stairs, decks, and ramps are safe and accessible for women, children, and individuals with accessibility requirements, says Wendy Larivière, Anigonzid Wadukwendi Nokisik, Director of Social Services Nipissing First Nation. Our doors have been open for almost 40 years, and this funding will help us continue to serve our community safely and effectively.